Former Baltimore Mayor Sheila Dixon held off conceding last night until after State Senator Catherine Pugh had declared victory in the mayoral race. WYPR's John Lee reports that Dixon dropped hints about her future as she put the wraps on her failed attempt to make a comeback.
Last night, Sheila Dixon was feeling the love.
We're going to celebrate. I love you.
In her concession speech, Dixon congratulated State Senator Catherine Pugh on her win, but not on her campaign.
Am I happy about the kind of campaign they ran? No. But you know what? We're going to look forward. I'm looking forward.
Dixon said everyone needs to be part of opening up a new chapter in the city, and she included herself in that.
But I'm not through yet. And it is through your effort and your will that we will make a difference.
As for what her future might hold, Dixon did not rule out another run for elected office.
I'm not going to say what my plans are, but right now, I'm just going to take one day at a time.
Dixon's career as an elected official in Baltimore goes back nearly 30 years. She was elected to the city council in 1987 and became council president in 1999, the first African-American woman to hold that citywide position. She was reelected in 2003, beating Catherine Pugh, by the way, by around 21,000 votes. Then in January 2007, Dixon became mayor when Martin O'Malley left the office to move to the governor's mansion. Later that year, Dixon won the job outright in an election, but it all unraveled in 2010 when Dixon resigned as part of a plea deal in which she was found guilty of misdemeanor embezzlement. Now that her attempted comeback is over, Dixon says she'll first get some rest, but she says she'll remain engaged, involved, and be a part of the city.
I have so much talent to offer the city, and so, you know, I'm going to continue to work in the community.
Earlier in the evening, it was a festive atmosphere at the Dixon party, which was held in a sports bar. People shot pool, watched baseball on television, and then they opened up the dance floor. Dixon was down 11 points at first when the early voting numbers were released, but Pugh's lead shrank through the evening. Dixon's campaign was banking on that. They knew they had ground to make up after early voting. But by 11 p.m., it was over, and Pugh claimed the win. After she conceded, Dixon made the rounds, hugging, shaking hands, and taking pictures with supporters like Gloria Pack.
I don't know how the hell you did it, girlfriend, but you pulled it off. You held your head up high. You held your head up high. The people wanted you back. You listened to them. The voters have spoken.
Pack said she would love to see Dixon run for elected office again, but Ralph Moore, another Dixon backer, said she doesn't have to hold elected office to make a difference.
My hope would be that she'll get to a position here in the city where her thoughts and energy and ideas will be put to youth, and the people of Baltimore that are in the heart of the city will be represented.
As for Pugh, Dixon had this to say.
I just want to congratulate her. You know, I hope she's up for the challenge and is able to be successful.
And Dixon says if Pugh wants her help, she can give her a call. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.